In a world where geek opinion rules, it's time for Movie Talk on We Got the Geek.
What am I doing with my life? I just want to connect. Why can't I connect with people? Oh, right. It's because I'm dead. I wish I could introduce myself, but I don't remember my name. I think it started with an R. That's all I have left. It's kind of a bummer. I shouldn't be so hard on myself. I mean, we're all dead. This is my best friend. We even have almost conversations sometimes.
All right, good evening. It's time to get the DeLorean up to 88 miles an hour. And welcome to the Movie Talk right here on We Got the Geek in the We Got the Geek Theater. So let me introduce tonight's panelists. First up, returning to the show, one of the founders of We Got the Geek, a man who loves Firefly comics and open windows, our good friend, Mr. Ryan McNabb.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for having me again.
No problem, dude. And next up, making her debut on the brand new show, is one of my super friends. She puts the cling in cling cling. Press your superhero rings together for the not-so-mild-mannered Kim Wall.
Thank you for having me, Jay. Good to be here.
It's good to have you. Just a little flashback for you. Kim and I first met back in 1999 when I was working at a hellish midnight job serving coffee to drunks. And her and a few other guys and gals got me through that shift. Like, I think within day one or two, we were like good friends already.
Yes, we were.
And Kim here was at the very first comic book convention I ever attended as well, the day after my wedding.
Nice.
Yes.
Wasn't that the Buffalo Comic Con?
Yes.
Yeah, it was the first Buffalo Comic Con I went to.
Nice.
It was like a really small thing at that time, which is, it's gotten bigger over the years. And she was at our wedding, and what else can I say? Except I'm excited that Kim has decided to go to the Niagara Falls Comic Convention this year.
Cool. Yeah. Booked it off work, gonna go both days.
You know what, I'm still thinking about doing that myself. Just, I enjoyed last year immensely. Like, I got a chance to go after work. I missed out on some of the cosplayer and some of the, because I was taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that sounded creepy at all, but...
No, and you know what, you are our official photographer. I've seen your work from last year's...
Well, that was just an iPhone. Like, yeah. I hope to have a decent camera in May, so...
Looking forward to seeing your stuff. But yeah, a lot of good cosplayers at that one.
No, exactly. And there's actually a lot of good cosplayers this year. Like, I mean, the fact that it's a two-day event, that's awesome.
Yes.
Like, and the tickets really aren't that bad.
It's pretty decent price-wise. And Kim and I were just going through the flyer here before you showed up. But all the different guests and attractions. The Batcopter's going to be there, man.
Well, it's funny. Some of the pictures I took last year, like the Batmobile was one of the ones that got downloaded. Out of all my stuff, the Batmobile was the one downloaded the most.
Yeah.
So I could just imagine what the Batcopter's going to
The guy who had the Batcopter there, his wife actually had one of my favorite cosplayers there. She had the Batgirl costume from the original Batman series from the
60s. That's pretty cool.
I would never shell out money to get my picture taken with a Batmobile, but I've never seen a Batcopter in any of these shows,
yeah.
So I'm thinking about it. Like, me and the kid in the Batcopter, how cool would that be?
Well, I could just imagine the Photoshop stuff with the shark in the water and Batman with the shark repellent.
You know what? My daughter is such a geek. We recently watched the Adam West movie with the shark and all that. She goes, I hope there's shark repellent there, Daddy. So... So, I'm excited. I can't wait. And, Steve, unfortunately, Ian Ziering from Beverly Hills 90210 has backed out of the convention.
Already?
Wow. Already.
Maybe he had some other major commitments, I guess.
Or maybe he couldn't get the day off Burger King. I don't know.
Well, no, he's from what I've read, he is definitely a major voice actor. Like, it's surprising what...
Because when they announced him, like, why is he there? Well, I mean, 90210, okay, I get it. It's kind of pop culture. And then I go through his IMDb, and he was the voice of Harry Osborn on one of the Spider-Man cartoons.
I believe he was also, the Mice from Mars, I think he was
He was on a lot of those. Mice from Mars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I guess he has his geek cred.
Yeah.
So
that's unfortunate. It would have been cool to meet some voice actors there, so.
I've got my favorites.
Already?
Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, come
Adam
on,
West.
Classic.
Mankind. And Mr. Green Power Ranger Tommy.
Yeah, I saw that in one of the first
A lot of people excited to meet that kid. Like, Hunter's over the moon that he gets to meet the Green Power Ranger.
We got to figure it at that time frame. That was, I think, growing up, right?
Yeah.
So, I was in high school, and I watched it every morning before school.
Isn't that sad, though, that we're high school and we're watching the Power Rangers? But you got to figure, how long has Power Rangers been on?
Forever, I guess.
Yeah, it's still on.
It's still on,
either, yeah. What are they at, the Samurai Power Rangers now, or...
Yeah, Power Ranger ponies.
Oh, God. I don't know.
You brought up Lou Ferrigno, though. I've never been brave enough to go talk to him, but I've seen him at other conventions, and he seems like the nicest guy, like shaking hands, smiling the whole day.
I liked him in King of Queens when he played.
Yeah, he played himself?
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty cool.
I just remember the one episode where he was making Doug, Kevin James, work out, and... Kevin James didn't want to work out, obviously, because he was King of Queens, and he made a deal with him that he would let Ferrigno play video games at his house if he didn't have to work out. So he was bringing Ferrigno video games that he'd rent, and they're in the video store, and he goes, how about this one? You can't bring the Spider-Man game to the Incredible Hulk.
You know what? If you do get a chance to interview him or ask him a question, is like, how come when Bruce Banner got turned into, why did you get the beard?
Oh, I would love to answer him
that.
Wouldn't
that be awesome to find out why? That's...
Yeah, that'd be great. So, I've been really soul-searching about this. I think I am going to be going to Fan Expo in Toronto this year now because of the Richard E. Anderson announcement.
Oh, that's kind of a given, Jay. We kind of figured that.
Because huge MacGyver fan. But they announced this week that Daryl Dixon's going to be there again. Wow. Norman Reedus.
Okay.
And George Takei from Star Trek.
That is awesome.
And rumor has it that Lena Headey from Game of Thrones and the Terminator TV show is going to be there as well.
Nice.
So
that seems to be a good turnout. And now it's just a matter of, ooh, you got to find out what day he's going to be going.
Just thought of this. Minnie MacGyver reunion. She was a little kid on one of the MacGyver reunion movies.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's all up here.
It is.
Useless knowledge from Jay Stu. All right, so that's the introduction part of the show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, a couple things I want to ask you guys about, and then we'll get to our movie reviews, and I can't wait to hear what you guys thought of these. So we'll be right back after this.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
A new spin on the traditional comic book store. Pulp Comics now has everything you need to get the party started. Our goal is to make it simple for you by providing a unique and innovative party space. Ample space, seating for up to 30 people, arcade cabinets and board games, and special appearances by superhero or sci-fi characters to make your event an absolute success. Various packages available from simple rental to the space to a fully featured epic party. Come see us at 4559 Queen Street in Niagara Falls. Call us at 905-353-0666 or visit us at www.pulpcomics.ca.
All right, we are back here on this week's We Got the Geek Movie Talk. I'm sitting here with Firefly Ryan McNabb and, for lack of a better term to use, super friend Kim Wall. And a couple things I wanted to ask you guys about. So I don't know if you've seen Bryan Singer's latest photo up on his Twitter, which has been all over Facebook as well. He's the director of the new X-Men movie, and he directed the first two of the good ones. Mm-hmm. So you guys have heard of all these amazing casting they've been doing the last few weeks. They're bringing back Hugh Jackman for the new one. They're bringing back Patrick Stewart.
I think the same guy for the Colossus part, too.
Yes, they just announced that this week.
Yeah.
And the only unfortunate one is Halle Berry's coming back as Storm.
You know, my thought on that, who would have been the best part for Storm, is Angela Bassett.
I guess in the 90s, when they were trying to figure out an X-Men movie, she was considered for it.
I think she would have been perfect for it.
But Bryan Singer posted a picture like 2 days ago, which showed the headshots of all the actors and actresses that have been cast so far. And that's where we first found out the kid that played Colossus is coming back. He's got them all up on the wall with 6 spots still. So 6 people are still being cast.
Well, do we still have the standard? I have to take a look, but isn't, like, Iceman still, like, same?
Yeah, the kid that played Iceman, Ellen Page is coming back as Kitty Pryde, and Anna Paquin's coming back as Rogue.
You would have to have that.
Yeah.
But, like, who's left? Like, Hunter and I think they're going to save Cyclops as a surprise.
See, I don't know enough of the backstory, because I don't think Gambit was involved in that. So obviously
Gambit was only in the Wolverine solo movie.
Which I still would have been nice to see more of that character, but I guess again, with not reading the comic that it's based off, I don't know who else they would bring. Right?
Well, here's what I want to see happen. They've already got the younger and older versions of Professor X and Magneto in it. And the younger version of the Beast.
That would be awesome.
Bring back Kelsey Grammer as the Beast.
Oh, yeah, you have
see,
to.
See, I know, even though that was the third movie,
yeah,
he did the best Beast, I think.
He did the,
I agree 100%.
He did the best with what he had, because I cannot stand that movie. And they've already confirmed that they were trying to get Nightcrawler back. Alan Cumming.
I
but
love
he's
him.
Not, he's not coming back.
Oh. He played an amazing Nightcrawler.
I know. I was sad he didn't come back for three. But six spots left open. I like wonder who else they're thinking of bringing back.
Did they have young and old Mystique or no?
I
know they had. Ooh. Was it Jennifer Lawrence? Was
Jennifer Lawrence
young?
Is coming back. They haven't announced. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe her.
Maybe.
Why am I drawing a blank on her name?
And see, that's
one
the
that
only
married Stamos.
Rebecca Romijn.
Yes.
Now married to the fat kid from Stand By Me.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah, she did lose her powers, that's, though, in that third one, didn't she?
Yeah, she
but
did.
I can see them, if you remember. I think I can see her getting her powers back.
Well, here's the great thing, and it's a time travel movie. That's how we're going to get to see the new guys and the old guys.
Mm-hmm.
Singer has already said, since it's a time travel movie, he wants to use that to go back and correct some of the stuff from the other movies. I'm guessing, you know, X-Men 3 that he had nothing
and
to
Cyclops?
Do with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being killed off like that? Yeah.
And no one cared.
That was crap.
I still have a beef with that. Oh, Cyclops, here's his glasses. Okay.
Yeah. No, so, I'm looking forward to when the movie comes out. Especially
and
Wolverine 2.
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks, we should have the first trailer, finally, for the Wolverine.
Nice.
I cannot wait. I love Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah. He's the perfect role for
oh, yeah.
him. I don't think I could see anyone else.
The sad thing is, after the next X-Men movie, he doesn't have any more. He doesn't have to play Wolverine if he doesn't want to anymore, because it's not in his contract. Seven times is pretty good, though.
Oh, yeah. But I feel sorry for whoever's going to fill those shoes.
See, I don't know if they could, though. Like, when you have an actor, just like when you look at Robert Downey Jr.'s role of Tony Stark, like, I don't, because what, he's done after the next Avengers,
He's not contracted for another Iron Man movie. He's only got Avengers 2 in his contract.
So you have to look at when these actors, especially playing for so long, do you really want to replace? Like, I mean,
right.
Even if you look at Christian Bale, I know they've already said that they're done the Batman, but you've been hearing on the internet that they might bring the Superman, the new Superman, and Christian Bale as far as part into the Justice League. So
yeah, at that point, that's just a rumor, though. And it'd be
no,
nice.
I know. It'd be cool. It's just
for continuity's sake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what you need is all the continuity.
Because there's too many times where they don't do that. I mean, don't get me wrong. The new actor might be good or bad, but you'd still want to see the original actor that played.
Yeah, the only example I can think of is I like the new Hulk a lot better than the other two good dudes that played him.
I agree. Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo.
He did a good job. I even liked Ed Norton.
Liked Ed Norton's Bruce Banner, or Banner, over...
He was okay. He was okay.
I thought it was fine.
Eric Banner was horrible.
He was horrible.
You know what, and I don't blame it on him. I just think that the story that they told wasn't...
They had Hulk dogs? With a poodle? Oh, good. Your arch villain is a Hulk dog.
I know that you liked the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I preferred Toby.
I do, too. I ended up not hating this one, though.
Yeah.
I like both. I mean, the new actor, I think, is just putting a newer spin. I mean, I can't wait for the second movie for that. But I honestly thought before they did this Spider-Man that Tobey Maguire was going to do the fourth one until they said, okay, no, we're doing the reboot. So.
Yeah, him and Raimi tried to get a Spider-Man 4 done, but the producers didn't like the way that they were doing, like, they had a different script with different villains, and oh well,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. So, I guess that maybe in the next few days we'll find out if there's going to be other X-Men coming back, or maybe new X-Men.
Who would like to see who would be new coming?
I don't know enough about the X-Men.
Yeah.
Same here. I don't know enough about, because like they've had different people in the group.
So. Ryan and I are reading, like, our first X-Men title, and, like, they've been around 50 years, and I'm reading my first X-Men title.
I wish they could bring Deadpool into it.
That'd be all right.
Because I enjoyed Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Was he...
He was in the...
X-Men?
He was in the Wolverine movie.
He was in the Wolverine
wasn't
movie.
Wasn't in the X-Men. I know he hung out with Wolverine a little bit in the comics.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping maybe they'll correct, I mean, hopefully they'll correct the downfalls of the Wolverine movie with Deadpool, which I'm sure they will.
Yeah. I don't think that was Deadpool at the end of that movie.
No?
I think they were, like, lying to the...
I don't know.
Apparently there was a you know how they do scenes at the end credits? Mm-hmm. At the end of the credits? supposedly they filmed or at least wrote it up where the end scene was going to be Ryan Reynolds walking in, picking up the head of that Deadpool, whatever he was that fought Wolverine at the end of the movie, and laughing.
Okay. I don't know.
We'll see. I don't think it was, because Ryan Reynolds is still attached to a Deadpool movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all I gotta say is Ryan Reynolds, and we've said it before, I think he's a perfect fit for a Deadpool character.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. So much better than Green Lantern.
Yeah. Maybe they bring Jean Grey back. If they're correcting mistakes from the previous movie.
Well, I'm pretty sure that might happen. But yeah. I guess we're just going to have to wait. Because when is it supposed to be released?
2 years from now.
Oh, I hate waiting.
They haven't even started filming it yet. Like, I think they started in May.
Wow.
Can't have an X-Men without Famke.
But they're getting us so excited about the casting now, man. Like, holy. As soon as I saw Hugh Jackman was coming back, like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you kind of have to get some of the main characters back, mm-hmm. right? I mean...
Well, originally this was supposed to be a sequel to X-Men First Class. And some of them are coming back.
So they changed it a little bit, so they're just changing it, so it's not really a sequel.
It's a continuation with both casts.
Okay.
So...
Which, that's going to be cool to see.
It is. Yeah. I'm excited for that.
I love time travel anyhow.
Yeah.
Something I wanted to ask Ryan about before we get into our reviews. So, have you been following this Veronica Mars Kickstarter thing?
No, but I was actually talking to one of the guys at the day job, and I guess Kickstarter is that what people can donate, how much, whatever.
Yeah.
Which is how they got, I guess, enough to...
You guys ever see this show before? I've never...
No, I've never had a chance to watch it.
It's about Kristen Bell was a detective or something?
I've seen it.
Like, did you like it enough for it to come back as a movie?
No, not really.
What I don't understand, and I was talking to him at great length, is you have a show like Firefly. Yes, it got canceled after a year. Many shows get canceled. Many shows down the years will get a movie.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
All the actors, I mean, obviously a lot of them are in commitments right now, but all of them have even said, like, if I just added Nathan Fillion on Twitter since I just started.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, there's almost like a Firefly reference or a picture that he's uploaded
mm-hmm.
that someone's done up. So obviously there's still interest, but I know Josh Whedon, he has other commitments himself, but why can't you like get the money? Like there's obviously a following. Like, I mean, like I told you before, it had like the number 3 DVD sales.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though the movie itself in theaters didn't do well, there's still a need or a want for a show like that.
So this Veronica Mars thing. They had the goal was to make $2 million in 30 days. They made that in the first 10 hours.
I wouldn't imagine. I mean,
as of Friday, they were up to almost $4 million. So as soon as we saw that, Kath was like, "Oh, I guess Ryan is going to be asking about a Firefly Kickstarter campaign now." And no sooner did she say that than there was a story about how Whedon would love to see that, but he's definitely busy with the Avengers and the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show and everything.
If I recall, though, there was something, not necessarily maybe Kickstarter, but there was something where they were raising money, but then it sort of got kiboshed, because technically Fox still owns the rights, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It would suck, though, because you got to figure his commitments are still, what, another 3-4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, like, I think he's probably going to want to spend all his time writing the Avengers, too.
Yeah.
It's got to be good, so...
Oh, yeah. Like, I know I read an interview with him where he was disappointed he couldn't do one of the new Star Wars movies because of that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine them as a director, though, for Star Wars? Like...
I don't know.
I am looking forward to that S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show whenever it comes out.
Yeah, no, same here. Like, I mean, I don't think we really had a mutant TV show in a long time, right?
Yeah.
So.
Everything's zombies and vampires and...
Yeah.
I think they're even working on another vampire, I think Dracula.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I'll stick with my Duck Dynasty, thank you.
You know what's cool, though? I'm going to be, like, really interested and curious to see, like, what other shows or movies this Kickstarter thing brings back, you know?
Well, you got to figure, a lot of companies or a lot of people start up and they're successful with that because they have enough to put out. Obviously, but you got to look at the trend with Arrested Development being canceled and then coming back on Netflix. Like, I can definitely so see, if they were to come back, I'd rather have them to bring Wash back to and just sort of...
Yeah, kind of forget the movie,
forget
maybe?
That. Like, I mean, we got to figure, it's been 12 years now, so obviously some of them have aged and then moved on, but... I would rather them sort of scrap it and sort of maybe just change up the story since we kind of already know how some of the characters became who they are. But
oh my God, you know what just popped into my head about Kickstarter?
What?
Let me put this out to you. Stargate Atlantis.
I would have loved to see it properly ended instead of just the way they did after season 5.
They had a DVD movie planned where they were going to leave Earth and go back to the Pegasus Galaxy. Yeah. Maybe something like that would get funded finally.
Even the SG-1 had movies planned. I mean, even SGU. Yeah. I mean, it took me a year to get into the season 1.
Yeah.
And then season 2
SG-1, at least, even if they didn't do other movies, they kind of wrapped up everything with their reunion.
10 years, right, for the movies. I mean, that's
Universe in Atlantis needs some sort of wrap up, I think.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
I guess give it time. Like, I mean, if Veronica Mars, I mean, again, I don't know enough about it, so I can't really say anything about it, good or negative. But I mean, if I'm just assuming a show like that, like shows like Stargate, might have something, or Firefly, or
whatever. Any other number of fantasy shows that have been canceled over the years. Yeah.
So,
isn't she Canadian? The girl who plays Veronica Mars.
I think so.
Chris,
I don't know.
I know that she's one of the characters in the Assassin's Creed games as well. She plays Lucy. I know that. My husband's a huge Assassin's Creed fan.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but yeah, I watched the show a few times, and honestly, it wasn't much to write home about, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back with some of our movie reviews. I know everyone's on the edge of their seats for that, so we'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Hey, K2 here from We Got the Geek. Not only am I your favorite podcaster, but I'm also your Scentsy independent consultant. Scentsy offers a safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. We sell ceramic warmers that use a low wattage light bulb to warm our specially formulated wax cubes infused with fragrance. With over 80 scents available, I'm sure you'll find a few favorites. We also offer stuffed animals that have a scent pack included, broom sprays, travel tins for your car or locker, and our new Layers line of fragrance that lets you build a new fragrance wardrobe layer by layer, from your skin to your clothes. Contact me for a catalog, to smell some yummy samples, or to book a party. We're also hiring. Ask me about joining my team. Email me at kstu.wickless@me.com or on my website, kstu.sensi.ca.
All right, we are back. I'm sitting here with Rockin' Ryan McNabb and Cling Cling Kimmy Wall. I'll think of something better in the commercial next time.
Okay, no problem.
So before we get to the reviews, let me just pimp a couple things. First of all, I want to mention the We Got the Geek YouTube channel, which John Ballmer has been doing awesome art videos for the last couple weeks. He'll be doing some more this week. We had to really get some more segments on there, I think.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, the two videos he has so far, I like how he has the camera angle now. Like, that last Deadpool one was freaking phenomenal. So, I like hopefully maybe possibly have something going where for our listeners. So, that'd be cool.
And I want to pimp iTunes, where we now, at the time of this recording, we have 21 shows up there right now
that you can
download. Very excited. Also very excited that as of last night, probably higher by the time this show airs, over 1,000 views on our website in less than a month.
Yay.
I'm very impressed. I'm excited. Thank you to everyone who went to the website and stuff like that.
Well, hopefully no one got confused with being a porn site. Like, We Got the Geek. I don't know.
Well, I linked it to porn sites, right?
That's how you get everybody there.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
I'm happy that things are going really well for us, so.
Yes, thank you, sir. That being said, let's get to our movie reviews. And the first one we watched was one that Kim's been wanting to see since she saw the trailer last year, because we were talking about the trailer, Warm Bodies. And we talked about the X-Men a little bit earlier. The lead actor in this played Young Beast in the X-Men First Class, the lead zombie dude. Nicholas Holt, I believe it's Holt?
Yes.
Holt. Okay. First up, let's see what you guys have to say about it. Ryan, let's start with you.
With being like, I do like zombie films. I liked it. It was humorous. I mean, the way, spoiler for those that haven't seen, just the way they come back to becoming human was kind of...
I thought that was kind of genius. We've never seen something like that in a zombie movie before. Like, who knew, like, you could come back from being a zombie?
Yeah, exactly. But it had its fun moments. other moments seem to drag on a little bit, but I like how he's talking inside his head over everything.
Oh, that was great.
Just the fact that the zombies were playing music, and then with him and his friend just grunting, it was like...
Yeah,
so
I like the soundtrack.
It was lighthearted, that's what I enjoyed
about
it.
Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, the fact that here you have a zombie eating her boyfriend's brain.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, not just any zombie, James Franco's little brother, Dave.
Get out of here. Yeah. Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I mean, the boyfriend that got eaten, he looked familiar. I just couldn't...
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny. Not that he got eaten, but... But no, it was entertaining. I mean, I had a good laugh.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And the acting was pretty good. I liked... His buddy was Rob Corddry. You might remember him as Lugal from Hot Tub Time Machine.
Okay, that's why he looked familiar and I couldn't...
Love that guy, man.
He's awesome.
And John Malkovich had a little role in it as well. He's been showing up everywhere lately, man, in all the movies we've been reviewing.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was in the last Transformers movie. And, of course, he's going to be in Reds 2. Red 2. I don't think there's a...
Yeah, that's the one with Bruce Willis, right? And Morgan Freeman. I love that
movie. That is an awesome
movie. I can't wait to see the second one, though.
Yeah, it's out this fall, actually. I was saying I thought they had an awesome soundtrack. You got to hear some Patience by Guns N' Roses and Hungry Heart by Springsteen.
I just thought it was funny that he was playing records, like a zombie records. Or
a zombie with a record collection.
Exactly. Just look at all the crap that was in the plane, right? Like,
He was a hoarder.
He was.
Yes, he was. I just think it was funny when he was trying to hide her from the other zombie. She acted like a zombie too much. He's like, too much.
Yeah. Be dead. Hulk smash.
Yeah.
Much better than Twilight. That's where I first saw the trailer.
Yeah. It was on a Twilight movie.
When I went and saw Breaking Dawn Part 2 in November, that was one of the first trailers they showed before the movie started, and that's where I fell in love with it.
I knew that people were going to make comparisons to Twilight with that, because it was, you know, a normal girl falling in love with the supernatural.
Yeah. I've read a lot of good reviews about it as well. Yeah, they're saying it was much better than Twilight. So.
Me too. That kid played a good zombie.
He did, and isn't he in the new movie that's Jack and the...
Yeah, he's the Jack and the Giant.
That could fly, okay, and that movie looks freaking incredible.
It does.
Yeah, he's the Beast, too, and this will blow your mind. You remember a movie about 10 years ago with Hugh Grant called About a Boy?
Yes.
He was the boy.
I did hear that, yes.
And he was dating Jennifer Lawrence.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know
that. I don't know if they still are. I'm not up to date on my gossip, but good going, Beast. What else? What did you think about the Bonies?
Oh, they were horribly drawn. I didn't like them.
I don't think there was enough of them.
No?
Yeah.
They had them a few. You would think there would be more of them, because you had figured, like, you saw the one zombie just pulling off his skin there.
Yeah. That was cool,
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask me to compare that to Walking Dead, the Walking Dead obviously has more realistic zombies.
Yes.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, it was kind of entertaining that the fact that they were the more undead zombies and the warm bodies was starting to know the difference between what was happening.
Yeah.
And then were starting to attack. So that was kind of cool.
Did you know that they did parallel it to Romeo and Juliet, though? Like, they had him, his name was R, and she was Julie. And then her best friend was a nurse, like in Romeo and Juliet. And then his best friend was M, which was whatever. So, it was parallel.
I didn't pick up on that either, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
And something I thought really cool in the movie was when the zombies would eat people's brains, they would get all their memories.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was that was really interesting the way they did that. That's not something we've ever seen in another zombie movie, them getting the zombies, the memories of the people they kill. So that was kind of cool. And then, of course, when they start to feel love, they start getting their hearts beating again, and they start dreaming. And that was interesting.
No, it's definitely, like you said, I don't think I've ever seen any other zombie film where they start to take on the memories, not to mention take their memories back, right?
Yeah, so you get a lot of flashbacks.
Yeah.
The memories there. I thought it was funny, the little montage where they're trying to make the zombie kid look normal with the makeup. And
Yeah.
But yeah, it was well done. Do you think this is a movie that's going to get a sequel?
No. I think this is like a one-time thing.
Yeah, I agree. It's not something I can see them repeating again and doing.
No, I guess not.
But, yeah, I liked it a lot. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give it 5 bonies out of 5.
I'm probably going to give it 5 chewed arms out of 5.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying to think here of something clever and witty like you guys.
I wasn't really that witty.
Hey, I liked it. I will give it 5 records out of 5.
Cool.
Awesome.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So it was a good choice. And yeah, so we'll be right back with our next movie review, which I can't wait to hear what you guys thought of that one. All right, so we'll be right back here with our review of Bullet to the Head. So stay tuned.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Face front, true believers. John Vollmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Vollmer.
All right, we are back with our good friends Ryan and Kimmy for the first time ever on one of our recordings. We've been working up to it for a bit. Ryan's in shock that Kimmy's not so mild-mannered.
Like I said, I was already sort of pre-warned about after work, Kimmy.
Yes.
After work, Kimmy, yes. So, a movie which I actually did put to the vote yesterday when I was trying to decide a third movie, whether we reviewed the new Stallone or the new Schwarzenegger, and maybe we should have gone the other way after watching this.
Yes.
But Bullet to the Head, the Sylvester Stallone movie that came out earlier this year, which, funny enough, was based on a comic book I'd never heard of before.
I never heard of it either.
Yeah.
All-star cast, though, Christian Slater and Jason Momoa from Atlantis and Conan the Barbarian, and Mr. Echo from Lost. He was the head guy. So just an all-star awesome cast.
Yeah.
That's about as far as it went, though. So is it just me, or does everything Jason Momoa touch turn to crap now?
He was good in Game of Thrones, I mean, and Stargate Atlantis.
I mean,
Conan, I think the part just wasn't written well enough for him.
Mm-hmm.
But it sucks. I hope he's not another, the guy that played John Carter. I hope it's not one of those roles for him.
Oh, jeez. And even the fight at the end between him and Stallone was so cheesy with the axes.
Yes.
And it's sad because I kind of like Stallone, actually. I've been sort of a fan all my life.
Well, I was sort of attributing the way the movie was, like, where he gets betrayed after killing was almost like Assassins, that him and, I think, Antonio Banderas. And I like that movie.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was good.
This one just, I don't know. I just, I'll be honest, I didn't enjoy it. I still watched it all.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, it wasn't Expendables enjoyed.
No,
God, no.
I don't get it. Expendables was awesome. Like, I don't know if it's because of the rest of the cast as well, but this one just.
No, he was great in those movies. Yeah,
he was. I agree.
Yeah, it was real bad. I'm just trying to think of some bad thoughts, and there's a lot of them. The movie starts with him in the middle of a contract. He is an assassin, right? Did we get that?
Yeah.
He's got a partner who ends up getting killed in a bar by Jason Momoa. Sorry if we're spoiling it for you. I'm trying to think of anything redeemable about this movie, actually. Oh, you guys have watched Cougar Town at all?
Yeah, a little bit. Well,
can I just add the fact that the thing redeemable is the fact that it ended? So.
Yes.
So the fight at the sauna, like when he shot that guy into the pool, that was Bobby Cobb from Cougar Town, the redneck husband of Courtney Cox on that show.
Yeah.
Like, I was half asleep last night watching it. I kept falling asleep. Woke up at one point and went, did he just shoot Bobby Cobb? And Christian Slater I used to like. Has he just evolved into a bad actor now?
I don't know. It's
his TV show was canceled, right?
All or is three it still of them. On? All three of them.
All three of them. Wow.
I didn't know he had all three.
He did. They all lasted a season apiece.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. What are we, Vikings?
See, I usually like Stallone, and I don't mind his cheesy one-liners, but they were awful in this one, man.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger has worse.
I guess. You were mentioning that you did enjoy the daughter of Stallone.
Like, she was cute. I didn't get a chance to look up the actress. I mean,
get out of here in front of the computer. Yeah, you're on international internet.
Get her done.
Movie database. Yeah.
Get her done, Ryan.
You and your fancy name for things, Ryan. Do you guys have a favorite Stallone movie at all? Like, he's been in a lot of good movies.
I like Tango and Cash.
Love that movie.
I love that movie. That's a good movie.
Well, you brought up the Expendables. Those two have
been great. Those are amazing.
I like the way the Expendables are going. Can't wait for the third one that will come out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping I'm not going to be disappointed, though. Like, I mean, can they do a third one that's going to knock my socks off?
I don't know. They've announced Jackie Chan's in it.
But I also heard he signed knowing that it's going to be a buddy part, him and someone else. Something has to be like a buddy.
Jackie Chan did say, though, he doesn't want just a cameo role.
He wants a big role.
Yeah. And I don't want them to deviate away from what they've been doing and what's been successful for the first two movies.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'd like to see some other people in there.
Oh, there's a list of rumored actors they were trying to get.
Kurt Russell would make me happy.
Yeah.
Well, you still need to have all the classics.
Well, yeah.
Tango and Cash reunion there?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? Now that you just said that, I wish there would be a Tango and Cash and then have, like, their children type of thing.
Sure.
Like, that would be kind of cool.
Great move. I'm a huge Kurt Russell fan, too.
Me, too.
I'd like to see a women's version of, like, and still have, like, the guys from Expendables do, like, a cameo.
They are doing a women's version.
No, I know. I can't remember who they cast,
but they started.
Can you say Angelina Jolie or something?
I think she was one of them.
She'd be okay in it.
What's her name from the other one? I can't think of her name right now.
That, you know, what's her name?
Her name, with the face and the hair.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Oh, she's great. I love her.
Oh, by the way, the actress that played his daughter in this movie was Sarah Sahai. I don't know if
she been in anything we would know her from.
Shows here. She's currently in post productions for stuff.
Yeah.
Chicago Fire TV series.
Okay.
I haven't watched
that. Next.
Fairly Legal TV series.
Sure. Next. Duck Dynasty.
Hey, don't knock
don't
that.
Don't knock
I haven't seen it yet, but I just can't understand everyone.
Makes me want to go hunting.
Yeah.
Make your woman go in the kitchen and make you a sandwich.
I'm just...
Nothing too...
She's in Rush Hour 3, but as uncredited.
I didn't see any...
Uncredited.
Wow, I'm not...
She's a nobody.
I wouldn't say nobody, just it's not someone I think we would recognize.
No.
She's done a lot, though. Like, she's been in actually quite a lot.
It's too bad, though. I really had high hopes for this one. I thought it was going to be... The trailer made it look decent.
Well...
Much like John Carter did.
From what... Touché, sir, and you are correct. Apparently, a lot of the woes was they didn't advertise it properly, based off what I came across.
Right. I felt no sympathy towards Stallone at all in this movie.
No.
He wasn't likable at all.
No. He was actually a douche.
Yeah, he was a douche for the whole movie.
Yeah, I mean, even, again, spoiler alert, shooting the cop at the end.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck was that? Like,
I know, eh?
I don't know.
I usually like him. Demolition Man was another one I liked back in the day.
I like that, too.
I'll watch it if it's on. I wouldn't say it would be one of my best. I mean,
One of Sandra Bullock's first movies.
Honestly, I probably have to say I enjoy more of Schwarzenegger's movies in the old days.
Well, I still like both.
Yeah.
But it's just some of the newer ones aren't fair.
Or really bad.
Maybe these guys, and I hate to say it, but maybe these guys shouldn't be making action movies anymore.
Unless they're in the same one and it's called The Expendables 3.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you gotta figure they're...
That being said, I still want to check out the Schwarzenegger one he just had.
Yeah.
Or he's the small town sheriff.
Yeah, I heard that one didn't do too so
no.
well.
No.
It debuted at number 10 that week, I think.
There is a reference to Bullet to the Head in the questions in our next segment, so...
Oh, cool.
We'll like to hear that.
It's just a shame. Like, I guess he just has to keep doing Expendable movies. And then, I don't know if you guys were Rocky fans at all, but the last one he did a couple years ago, Rocky Balboa, fantastic movie. Like, it actually... I think it was the first Stallone movie I ever cried at.
Really?
Yeah. I like all the Rocky movies except for the... the one Rocky V, I think it was, where he didn't really have a boxing match. He just had a street fight.
Oh, yeah.
That was, of course, the plot of, if you fight again, you'll probably die. So what does he do?
He fights again. Yeah.
So I don't really have a rating system for Bullet to the Head, other than I wish I could have had a bullet to the head instead of watching it.
Yeah, I wish I could have had a few to the head as well.
I'd definitely say, like, one dead bodies out of five dead bodies. Like, yeah. It was...
There was nothing redeeming about this movie. I was hoping Christian Slater would die, and he did.
I'm just giving it the one, because it did end, so...
It did end, yes. And you found the daughter hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the gratuitous... Well, not the gratuitous, but the nude...
Oh, we got opening credit boob, I wrote here. You don't get that a lot.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't think plot-wise and everything was kind of weak. I mean, but then again, I'm not a writer. I'm just basing it off, like, out of the movies, the kind of movies I like, and just, yeah.
All I'm going to say to you, Stallone, is keep Jason Momoa away from Expendables 3, yes. Please. And Jason Momoa, just go back and do Stargate Atlantis and stop acting otherwise. You were terrible, sir. What are we, Vikings? Okay. Enough of that. We'll be right back. And we'll have one more review.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, we are back for our third and final movie review. Sitting here with the biggest Firefly fan in the world. See, I try to make a joke and it backfires. Mr. Ryan McNabb. And my good friend who I used to huck dibbles at cars with. I can't talk. Kim Wall is here as well. And we're happy to have you both on for the first time, finally. It's all good.
No, well, I know we talked about it before, so just work schedules and family life. So
Yep.
It's all good.
And I miss dibble hucking.
Oh, that was good.
It was.
Good times. Dibble hucking, nudity, bait worms, and yardsticks of gum. Ask me about it some other time. I'll on our group on Facebook.com. So the third movie, I chose Thor. And here's why I chose Thor. It's real weird. So on one of the last segments I recorded this week, we did, my friend Stacy came in. You met Stacy, Ryan. She came in and we recorded some reviews on a couple of music documentaries.
Okay.
Both Foo Fighter related. Ever since that, all I've been doing is listening to the Foo Fighters. Big fan of theirs anyhow. While I was messaging Kim the other night, I was watching Foo Fighters videos on YouTube at the same time.
Okay.
And it reminded me, and I had forgotten, that they had the big single that was in the movie Thor. During the closing credits and then during the scene in the bar where Thor was drinking with Eric. And then it occurred to me that I haven't seen Thor in 2 years. And I've meant to watch it in the last 2 years. I didn't own Thor until last summer. I like to buy superhero movies when I like them and stuff. And I remember liking it in the theater 2 years ago and just never got around to buying it. And then Avengers came out. It's like, I would really like to go back and watch Thor again. And this was last May. And then I had a hard time finding Thor in the stores to buy. I found it in a 7-Eleven in August of last summer, of all places, in the States. I went in there to get a Slurpee or something and happened to notice Thor was there. And then even then, I brought it home, watched half an hour of it, fell asleep, haven't watched it again until today.
See, it's been about, well, just a little after it got released on DVD is when I saw it, so...
So it was about a year and a half ago then, right?
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I went into the movie not expecting much of this, because I wasn't a big Thor fan. I didn't know a lot about the character. I'm a lifelong Avengers fan. I've been reading the comics since I was 6 years old, so I knew who Thor was. So I didn't have high expectations for this. Neither did Kath. And we both ended up loving it. So I just wanted to see if it still held up 2 years later, and I think it does, actually.
I think, with me, I think when I remember... You know what? And to be honest, I think we did review it on a past show.
Did we? Because I
remember, saying I couldn't get into it because I think it took too long for him to get to the point of his hammer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking forward to the second one to come out because obviously they're going to go into more detail.
Well, he had to be taught humility. He had to be taught a lesson. I liked all the Earth stuff. And you know what I realized today? Natalie Portman usually annoys me in movies, and I liked her in this one.
Really? She was the one part that I think I would have changed.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't care for her. I mean, I loved Kat Dennings.
Oh, she tased Thor.
Yes.
Two broke girls.
And I loved who played his parents. I love Rene Russo.
Oh, I love her.
And I love Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Fantastic. And everyone that I know agrees that Tom Hiddleston did a great job as Loki.
Oh, yes.
I was surprised that he was actually one of the ice creatures.
Yeah, now I have a question, because maybe I'm drawing a blank or I'm just old. They just, spoiler alert from 2011, he destroys the bridge at the end of Thor. Did they ever mention in Avengers how he and Loki got back to Earth?
I don't recall.
No.
I don't think they did. They were just there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Loki was working with the aliens in Thor, in the Avengers, so that's probably how he got back.
Yeah.
Well, they'll probably say in Thor, too. That's coming out this fall.
Well, it's going to be a good movie.
It's going to be a good movie. He did a fantastic job, Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, totally.
Captain Kirk's dad.
No, I think all the actors they had portraying all the characters did really well.
And I forgot how much I liked Coulson in that movie as well. Son of Cool.
Him. Yeah, but everyone likes Coulson. Like, even when you guys showed me the webisodes.
Well, at that time, though, he'd only had a couple small parts in the Iron Man movies. It's like, oh, my first thought was, oh, that guy's back. But then I turned out to really like him after that.
See, I don't think he's killed off. I think...
Well, spoiler alert for you guys, too. There's a S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show coming out, and they've already confirmed he's on it.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome. So, I'm thinking probably Samuel Jackson, like Nick Fury, just didn't tell the others.
Oh, that's our theory, too. That's a motivation
kind of thing, right? So.
Like, Kath is all, he's lied to them before, you know. But yeah, it was really good watching it again. The kid would have nothing to do with it. I tried to get her to watch it today, too. Good effects. Didn't look cheesy at all.
Nope.
I remember liking the Warriors 3 as well. Trivia for you. The big guy with the long beard, he played the Punisher in the Punisher Warzone. Guy that would eat everything.
Yeah.
No way.
Yep. And this is weird, too. The other guy with the goatee, I can't remember his name. He had blonde hair. He's one of the Warriors. In that movie, Thor, he was supposed to be played by Zachary Levi, who was Chuck on the show Chuck.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get out of his Chuck contract, so they hired Josh Dallas to play him. Well, now they went and played Thor, recorded Thor 2, Josh Dallas is on a show called Once Upon a Time, and he couldn't get out of that contract, so they brought back Zachary Levi, who was supposed to play him in the first movie.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
But I liked all the Earth interaction. I thought... Eric Selvig was pretty funny as well. And we all know what happened to him in the Avengers. Crazy doctor guy.
Yes.
But, yeah, I guess there's a comic book coming out pretty soon that's going to tell what happened between the events of Thor and the Avengers and then Avengers and Thor 2.
Nice.
Like the comic we read last year that tied into everything.
Does Thor 2 take place after the Avengers?
Yeah, they all do.
Oh, they're all going to take place after the Avengers then. Okay.
And I guess they're supposed to have some specific reason why you don't see the other Avengers in everybody's solo movies now. Because Iron Man 3 is the next one to come out in May, and there's nobody from Avengers in that, I guess. Which is good, because if they do that, then...
It's not Iron Man.
Yeah, pretty much.
See, at that point, I think they've already done what they needed for the Avengers movie, so I think now they're going to relax. Maybe a cameo or two, but...
Yeah. I forgot about the Hawkeye cameo in Thor.
Yes, when they did that, the structure at where the hammer is. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't remember that he talked, but he had a few lines when he was up there with the bow and arrow out, which is cool to go back and watch now. And then the big end scene, spoiler alert from 2 years ago, with Samuel L. Jackson, of course.
Are any of the new movies that are coming out going to tie into the new Avengers as well, though? I mean, is there...
Yeah, I think probably like the first batch of movies, the second batch of movies is going to be building up towards Avengers 2. Phase 2, as they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the Iron Man 3 and Thor 2 out this year, and then Cap 2 is out next year. And yes, Ryan, even the Guardians of the Galaxy with the talking raccoon is tying into Avengers 2.
See, I don't know anything about that comic series.
I don't
series,
either.
So.
It's comic book related. I'm going. So it's going to be interesting to see where they go. I don't know if there's going to be any S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff going on in these movies either.
You got to figure the TV show. When's the TV show being released?
I don't know. They just finished filming the pilot.
Because I wonder if they won't leave that out of it because they do want to get the show going, or they might and still have the show going.
Yeah, I guess supposedly on the net, and I totally ignored it, was what the final scene is at the end of Iron Man 3 after the credits. I'm being good. I'm staying away from that.
That's already leaked?
Yeah. I don't know if the scene is on there, but someone has written what it's about. See, I was the jerk that before Iron Man 2 came out, it's like, I'm going to click on the final scene already on the internet of big Thor hammer reveal at the end of that one. So I've been good since then.
It's hard to be good sometimes, Jay.
Trying.
I know.
But, yeah, I guess everyone's coming back for this one, even Kat Dennings, so.
I love her. I love her to pieces.
I love her, too. Do an image search on her sometime. Ryan, you have the computer. You'll see what I mean when you do that. Mark loves her as well.
Oh, God, yeah. I remember hearing at the day job.
All about her?
Yeah.
Try finding a picture where she's not busting out of her top.
She's so much better looking than the blonde one in that show, though.
Oh, geez. You know what's sad? I watch that show.
I watch it, too.
That cupcake business of theirs. Oh, I hope it gets off the ground. Do you guys actually have a favorite of the first batch of Solo movies?
I'd say Iron Man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Hands down would be Iron Man. I liked Captain America. Thor was okay.
Yeah.
But Iron Man.
I think that's my order as well. Iron Man, Captain America, yeah. Thor.
Yeah. I think so, too.
I'm a big Robert Downey Jr. fan.
Man.
You gotta figure for an actor that's made a comeback huge. Yep. Like,
they wouldn't even insure him when he got signed for the part. Marvel wouldn't insure him. They wanted nothing to do with that guy because of his past problems. Now he's having the last
laugh.
He's
making them money, so it's, where do we sign?
Yes, so what would you like, Mr. Downey?
I think we might have talked about this before. I find it interesting that Mark Ruffalo has just said that there's not going to be another Hulk appearance until Avengers 2. Meanwhile, he signed a 6-picture contract, so I figured the Hulk was going to show up in somebody's movie.
Maybe.
Kat brought up a good point. At the end of Avengers, him and Iron Man drove off all buddy-buddy.
Yes.
But he's not even cameoing in Iron Man 3.
That we know of.
That we know of, exactly.
If they keep that a secret, that's fantastic.
Like, as it is, we don't know all the actors in the new Superman movie, but
yeah,
you got to figure that they're still going to have actors in it. Like, I think there's going to be cameos.
I hope so.
Especially if it's CG, like, it's not going to be that hard. I mean, unless you have it leaked by one of
I just have people. Him and Banner hanging out in a laboratory or something. I don't care if he hulks out.
Mm-hmm. Just shock me, surprise me, make me scream in the theater.
It's tough, though. They spoil everything these days now.
Oh,
man.
God, yeah.
I brought up a good example. You don't watch The Walking Dead, but remember in season 2, Ryan, where the mid-season cliffhanger, they've been looking for the little girl Sophia? For the whole first half of the season.
I remember you were telling me how
he walks out of the barn as a zombie, last scene of the first part of the season.
Yeah.
I was staying away from spoilers until I went to this one website where they actually had a picture of her as a zombie right on the main page.
No.
You couldn't even skip it. I was so mad. So I do try and stay away from the spoilers.
It's hard sometimes, though, because you want to know all this information. You want to know what's coming. You want to know what to expect. So.
Oh, yeah. It's been real tough with Iron Man 3, but I'm trying to just stick with the trailers.
Yeah.
Speaking of trailers, did you guys get a chance to see the Kick-Ass 2 trailer?
Yes, I did.
And what are your thoughts, sir?
I can't wait, and it's not coming out soon enough.
Summer, I guess.
Yeah.
Did you see the first one? Did I lend you that one?
No, I've seen parts of it.
Oh,
not the whole thing.
Should lend you that to get prepared, then. It's,
yeah.
It's a really dirty superhero movie? The little girl has a lot of interesting language.
Yeah, I mean, well, you gotta figure what her upbringing was, not to mention...
Well, Nick Cage, that'll do it to anybody.
Like, just all the killings. I mean, I'm reading the comics right now, and it's even more bloodier, so... But yeah, I can't wait. I mean, the actors... The fact that you get to see other, like, Jim Carrey's portrayal.
Yeah, he doesn't even sound like Jim Carrey in the trailer, man.
So, I'm looking forward towards the movie.
Jim Carrey?
Jim Cramer.
Yeah, he's a hero in it. Captain or General Stars and Stripes or something like that.
I was excited to see him in the new movie with Steve Carell.
Yeah, yeah.
That looks interesting.
He's got the dog that bites people's balls in the trailer.
I'll have to watch that.
And McLovin, I guess, can't really say what his villain's name is, but the MF-er is his new villain's name in this one.
The Mother Fudger.
Yes. It's been 3 or 4 years since the last one.
It's been a long time. So. I think because of Chloe Grace Moretz.
Yeah.
Like, she had other things going at the time.
Yeah. Couldn't convince the kid to dress up like Hit Girl for Halloween a few years ago either. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. A lot of good stuff coming out this summer, though.
You going to go see it in the theater?
I'd like to.
Yeah.
I'd like to. It's got to be babysitter worthy these days.
Hey, let me know. If we're going to go. We'll do a big group thing.
Yep. We definitely need to do one of those.
Yes.
Yeah. Do a big review afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to get something going for Iron Man 3, maybe.
Oh, for sure.
When's that out?
Oh, man. May is jam-packed. We have Iron Man 3. We have Star Trek Into Darkness. We have Man of Steel. Something else, too. I can't remember.
That's a good lineup for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me know. I'm off on vacation in May, so I have no qualms about going to see anything with you guys.
Cool. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since we've done a movie together.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back 2001.
Wow. Yes. That's awesome.
Totally. Holy cow. Yeah. Back when we had the gang, the movie going gang every week, where we would go see anything. It's not even a joke.
Good times.
Miss Congeniality. good times. Ryan, I just want to plug your Facebook group that you started yesterday.
Cool.
What is the name of it? Because I forgot to write it down.
That's okay. It's Ardium Graphics. It's ARDIUM Graphics.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Ardium Graphics. Click like on it.
Unfortunately, I've had that name. It's supposed to be a play on my initials, but spelt out. Aren't I clever? SMRT. this is of RDM, so RDM. Yeah.
It's good stuff. I was checking through it last night. A lot of good work, man.
Oh, I had some fun uploading. I had to check with some of the artwork I did use for the manipulations to get make sure I give credit with the stock photos I use. So, hope to have more stuff there soon. So.
And he's going to superhero me.
Oh, yeah. Friends.
Aren't you making a big superheroes montage at some point?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm excited. Wetting my pants here waiting.
Just Ron Glass in your Firefly picture. Thanks for that.
I'm still working on that, too. I'll post that in
group. Oh, jeez. Ryan, you were a wacky fella. Oh, man. But it's been good having you guys here this week. Sorry about the bullet to the head one.
It's all right. You can
That's okay. We'll forgive you. I made you watch John Carter, so...
Well, you didn't make me. You were coming on to the old show. And I was like, okay, I should give this guy a fair shake and watch this movie. He seems to like it. And you were raving about it for months.
Well, I wasn't. And really, I didn't hate afterwards.
It. I didn't hate it all the way, remember? I gave it a fair shot, and I said some nice things about it.
Like it was over?
No, there were some interesting things that I wish we would have seen more of in that movie. It was no Serenity, thank God.
Like I said, you guys have to watch Letters from Death Row. That's what you guys have to watch. And then let me know how much you hate me afterwards. I couldn't get through 15 minutes of the movie.
That movie must be pretty bad.
Bret Michaels from Poison and Charlie Sheen.
Oh, God. I own a movie where Charlie Sheen's a crazy firefighter. I can't talk tonight. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
I don't remember where it is. It's on the rack somewhere. I own some pretty bad movies. I don't own the Bullet to the Head, though.
Thankfully.
God, I guess nothing can be worse than Stop or I'll Shoot My Mom or whatever that was called.
Oh.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Was that Estelle Getty was
it
in that
was,
with him?
Yeah.
Yes.
An Oscar.
That's funny.
It is funny. And I think on that note, we'll call it a night. And I just want to say thank you to both of you for showing up tonight.
Anytime.
No, thank you.
Oh, no problem.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, man. And so on behalf of Ryan and Kimmy, I'll just say guns don't kill people, bullets do. And don't forget that we got the geek.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.